Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed to help you create financial freedom doing what you love, called, and chosen to do in the world. Here's your host, Shea Chisinga.
Happy New Year's, everyone. This is your girl, Coach Shea. And welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast. Once again, I am excited for you. Thank you for listening in and being a part of our community and listening to our podcast. I thank you so much for sharing this with your community. We are still learning the tricks and trade of creating a great podcast show. So thank you for your patience with us. Last season, we had multiple interviews with amazing women Christian CEOs who are building their Christ-centered business. But this season is going to be a little bit different. What I'm going to do, I have to share something exciting with you. I was able to finish my third book. I wrote a new book called Becoming Her, The Personal and Spiritual Development of the Woman Christian CEO. So I'm going to be sharing with you insights from writing this book that I believe that will inspire you in this season to take bold action to building a financial free life business that is Christ-centered and for you to impact the world with the message that God has given you. When I wrote this book, God placed on my heart to share my journey. I've been in business now. This month makes 11 years that I've been in business full time. It has been an amazing journey. It has been a challenging journey, but it has been worth it. And I'm so grateful that God has blessed me in order for me to share this message with you and that you can also do the same. We have some great things in store for you this year. We've created some new trainings that is absolutely no cost or low cost because I want to make sure that you're getting the tools necessary that you can build a thriving life coaching business. So stay tuned towards the end. I'm going to tell you about our new no-cost training that you can be a part of happening on January the 30th. But before I do that, I want to talk to you about what's happening in our climate today. We are in a very unrest climate, especially politically. Not only that, we're faced with many people who are struggling. Many people are struggling with finances, health. But I believe there's a message of hope that you carry. I believe there's a message of inspiration. I believe there is a message of transformation of what you can do to help our world move forward and be transformed. That's why I believe in the life coaching platform so much. It allows you to take your wisdom, take your experience, take your knowledge, and create services that will impact your community and your tribe, that will give them the necessary tools to move forward in life, to not stay stuck. And not only that, for them to create their own financial freedom, doing what they love and call to do, using their talents and using their ability to move forward. That's why I'm here. That's why this podcast is here, to help you do your and help your community move forward. So in my book, I wrote the first chapter. It was called, or it is called, Courage to Be the First. Courage to Be the First. As I was writing this particular chapter, I began to think about my journey in building a business and how I started. And I started with the idea of, you know, I saw what was happening in the life coaching world. I was inspired by it. I was motivated by it. But it was not quite in alignment yet to what God wanted me to do. And so I spent a lot of time going in circles trying to figure that out. And the end result of that is called surrender. That's the end result of that. It's surrendering to the process of becoming the woman Christian CEO. I know God gave me this idea back in 2018 of coining and building a brand around the woman Christian CEO. Who is she? What does she do? How does she serve? And how does she show up to impact the world and create influence? And so that's what this new season of this podcast is going to be about. I really want you to be encouraged and to be bold and courageous to live out the plan that God has for you. Not only that, be bold and courageous of building wealth, creating financial freedom. When you're able to create financial freedom, it allows you to serve more. It allows you to impact the world more. It allows you to help more people. And using your own, as I said earlier, experience, talents, and tools and resources to help people move forward, you have the ability to do that. So today, courage to be the first is what we're going to talk about. So the scripture that God gave me was Proverbs 31, 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. That's Proverbs 31 and 25. So basically, what I'm saying is courage is your clothing. Every day, you have to decide to put on courage. Every day, you have to make a decision that, like we put on our clothes, like we get ourselves together, prepare ourselves for the day, courage makes you ready for what lies ahead. That's what courage does. Courage gives you the boldness to stand up for what is right. Courage gives you the tenacity to move forward, even when everyone else is going a different direction. Courage gives you that what you need to move forward. So putting on courage is a part of the Woman Christian CEO. It has to be something that you do on a daily daily positioning yourself to put on courage. What courage does, it positions you to be stable and secure, right? It positions you to be stable and secure. When you put on courage, you're not wishy-washy. You're not easy to be distracted. You're not easy to lose focus because you have put on courage to allow your day to move forward. Listen, when I first started, I had no idea that that was a part of the process of building courage in order to do what I believe God has given me to do. In our industry, it is inundated with a lot of different types of beliefs. And I'm not here to argue about different beliefs, but it will take courage for you to be Christ-centered. Let me be clear about that. Because Christ-centered means that I'm surrendering to the process of what God has given me to do and not to follow the crowd of what everyone else is doing. That's what courage does for you to be the oddball, if you will. It gives you the boldness to move forward. Here's what happens. We often second guess our God-given abilities because we're too concerned about what others or measuring up to what other people are doing. And because we're doing that, we're not putting on courage. And so we have to put on courage and to not follow that process. This can lead to doubt. It leads to us to question what God has already given us to do. So listen, we're in year 2021. We have had a tremendous, treacherous 2020. But listen, you're still here. How I know you're still here? Because you're listening to this podcast. And so I'm asking you to put on courage. Be courageous enough to pursue what God has told you to pursue or put in your heart to pursue and not follow the crowd. Do it the way God has given you to do it. He's already placed on your heart to build this thriving business. He's already given you the ability on how to do it. He's already connected you to the right community, the right people in order for you to move forward. You know why? Because you're listening to this podcast. And because you're listening, I'm sharing with you what will it take for you to move forward. Here's the deal. God has given us a game plan. And when you don't put on courage, you start re-examining over and over and over and over again, and you miss out on the opportunity that courage is allowing you to have. Sometimes courage is the only roadmap you need to accomplish your goals. Courage just to move forward. courage to say yes to the opportunity, courage to invest in your business so you can get it where it needs to be, courage to create the services and the programs that's going to change people's lives, courage sometimes to even stand alone. That's what it takes to build a thriving coaching business that is creating financial freedom. Sometimes you can't find your footsteps to follow because no one has gone where you're going. And maybe examples of destiny are scarce because God wants you to be the first. Sometimes you don't have anyone giving you the right answers or giving you the strategy on how to do it because he wants you to be the first. He wants you to be the first to build the business that God is giving you to do. And the reason why I'm going to stay true to talking about business, because that is my mission. For some reason, God chose me to be in this position to talk to you about building a Christ-centered life coaching business. To be honest with you guys, I have no idea why. I have no idea why he chose me. But I'm glad I said yes to the opportunity. I'm glad I said yes to his will and his plan. And so I am encouraging you to do the same. The courage found in yourself positions you to be a trailblazer for others to follow. I'm going to read that again. The courage found in yourself positions you to be a trailblazer for others to follow. Listen, the reason why God giving you something is because he know there's others watching you. There's other people who are inspired by you. There's other people who are motivated by what you're doing. And so because that you have that influence, he's giving you the courage to be that trailblazer. He's giving you that courage to move forward. So that thing that you concerned about and you worried about, and you trying to figure out, just put on courage so you can say yes. Courage gives you the boldness to create and build a Christ-centered business where you are creating financial freedom, especially in a world where everything is self-centered. It's all about me, 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 me. But as a woman Christian CEO, it's all about him, him, him. It's all about what he desires. Courage is not a destination that you will ever arrive. It is an evolving process that you own over and over again. It's a muscle that gets stronger every time you exercise it. So the more you put on courage, the more you get more courage. The more you exercise courage, the more courage manifests itself. That's what courage will do. Here's the deal. Courage doesn't mean that you're fearless. Let me just share that too. Because sometimes we're thinking, oh, you know, I got to be fearless. And I love that that verb, that noun that we describe ourselves as. But sometimes courage is moving in spite of fear. Let me share that. Courage is in moving in spite of fear. You may feel inadequate. You may feel that I don't have what it takes. You may feel like there's other people that are much more advanced than me and they have this or that. You don't have to worry about that. All you have to do is put on courage. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. Courage will stable you and it will secure you when you put on courage. As I get ready to close, not only that, courage will give you what you need to create financial freedom. In this new season, you will hear me talk more about being financially equipped and financially free so you can serve more and building a Christ-centered life coaching business. You will also hear me talk about the life coaching and why this vehicle is a powerful platform that God is using now in this season like never before. Which leads me to this. I want you to join me for our free, it's absolutely no cost to you. We have a Create Financial Freedom as a life coach, 1 hour virtual workshop happening on January 30th, I believe. It is 10:30 to 11:30, only 1 hour of your time. And I'm going to be sharing the five pillars of what it takes to create financial freedom in your business. I'm going to break those tools down necessary for you. You're going to walk away with necessary tools that's going to help you move forward. We're also going to talk about our jumpstart training with the next steps on how to create that thriving financial free life coaching business. And I want you to be a part. How do you join? All you need to do in our area where the comments are, click on that link and you will get registered. Again, it's absolutely no cost, happening on January the 30th. And I want you to be a part. Also, guys, our podcast, we're going to come twice a month. We're learning how, what to do and how to pace ourselves to make sure that we're consistent. So you will hear us come every other Wednesday to share an inspiring message for you to move forward of creating financial freedom as a woman Christian CEO. Thank you for listening in today. Make sure you give us all 5 stars now and share this podcast with your community and tribe. Until next time, be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Woman Christian CEO. Please share this with your community. Don't forget to join us for our no-cost virtual workshop, Create Your Financial Freedom as Life Coach.